Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternatives. Okay, welcome to another exciting edition of the Astrology Hour. And some people are wondering how I do it, how I can make my predictions, and how I can follow the astrological energies. And I'm going to share an issue with you today, which I think is critical to understanding astrology, and that is following the moon through its course, through its lunation, of all 12 signs when it goes through. What happens when it gets into each sign? What happens if it should hit your lunar sign, your moon sign? And also, why it is a trigger for our lives, why the moon actually moving through the 12 signs, which is what goes on in a 28 to 30-day cycle approximately, actually can help you figure out the cycles of your life and my life and everyone's life. So here's a real good topic, astrologically based, to help you understand astrology that much better. And a little change of tone around here. Things have been getting pretty intense around here, if you know what I mean. But anyway, I feel good today. Even though the moon's in Cancer, it's on my Venus. Uranus is opposed it. No problems today. Sometimes you have a transit that could be bad, and it could mean you're going to have a difficult time, but doesn't always guarantee that you're going to have a difficult time. So astrology didn't work yet for me because I'm fine so far, unless I mess up on the show today and do something foolish. I'm always concerned with where the moon is. You know, some people don't think that I think about astrology during the day. They go, well, Farley, when you're not on the air, you probably like to clear your mind of astrology and metaphysics and not worry so much about it all. But, you know, I always want to know where the moon is. Even if it's that part of the day when I'm doing the news at 12 noon, I have gotten to the point now that I have watched the path of the moon for so long, since about 1976, never ever really being missing any moment when I don't know where the moon is. As far as I'm concerned, knowing what time it is, knowing where you are, what city you are in, knowing what day of the week it is, what month, what year, and also knowing what sign the moon is are absolutely essential data for me to live my life. And if you really want to sink your teeth into what astrology is all about, it's so important that you learn to get the vibration and follow the cycles of the moon. You know why? Because the moon is the one celestial body that introduces energy into our lives for sure. No question about it. I don't care that the moon is the smallest of all the celestial bodies. We are talking this puppy is closest to Earth. This planet is in the Earth's gravitational field. So astrologically speaking, if you were to really try to prove or to confirm any single astrological vibration, then what you would definitely adhere to would be the lunar movements. I mean, scientists have already proven that the moon for sure affects the tides, guaranteed. That the moon, also the moon's phases from new to full, affects human relations. It's been proven that during full moons, that there's more crime, there's more crimes of passion, there's more passion, period. And there's a lot more phone calls to the police station and the fire department and such where people are literally freaking out during those lunar phases. So why shouldn't we also be aware of what astronomical segment of space the moon is going through? Isn't that funny? I think the Latin word is luna, and I keep calling it the loon. It's the moon, but you can call it luna too. And, you know, it's like so many things in astrology are focused around lunar significance. I can't believe how much this world is addicted and conditioned, brainwashed, to believe in sun sign astrology. Do you know, if there was something in the paper that was printed every single day, you know what I'd like to do? I would like to offer a breakthrough in the media. And I would like to write a daily moon sign forecast. Because I think if you read the horoscopes in the paper, you're going to probably get more sense from your lunar sign forecast than you would from your sun sign. I don't think people feel their sun signs near as much as they feel the moon, because the moon rules how you feel. It's your feelings. It's your emotional framework. It's your childhood. It's your mother. It's your security factor. It's your roots. It's your past. It's your memories. It's your past lives. It's everything. So wouldn't that be funny if you opened up the Herald Examiner and there was a moon sign forecast every day? Some of those puppies out there that are addicted to sun sign forecasts would go, what is this? What's this moon sign stuff? But those of you that really have gone beyond sun sign astrology know it. Because some people, it's like when you're at one level of consciousness, you don't care where your moon sign is. But when you shift levels of consciousness, then all of a sudden you want to know. It's like, okay, Farley, I know I'm a Scorpio. Where's my moon? Hey, there are 12 different varieties of Scorpio, folks, depending what the moon is. You could be Scorpio with Taurus moon, be very emotionally stable, better than most. Or Scorpio with Gemini moon and be a more talkative Scorpio. Or Scorpio with Cancer moon, be super sensitive. Scorpio with Pisces, super intuitive, maybe very vulnerable. Scorpio with a Leo moon, be almost obnoxious or arrogant or dominant. You can be a Scorpio with a Scorpio moon, and we're talking major intense, okay? So, you know, it's like I say, during every sun cycle period, as soon as the sun enters a sign, the moon will pass through all 12 of the zodiac signs during any single sun sign period. And that's why I say, like, hypothetically, if we're in Libra right now, the moon's in Cancer, well, the moon will have passed through all 12 zodiac signs by the time it leaves Libra, then it goes through another 12 zodiac signs in Scorpio and so on. It's very organized the way the moon works. Well, obviously, vibrations on this planet are altered drastically every 2.5 days, which is approximately, I would say, 60 hours. Every 60 hours, the moon will move its 30 degrees, which makes up one sign. One sign has 30 sectors that we call degrees, and the moon will move 1 degree approximately every 2 hours. So, like, for example, if I hypothetically announced the moon to be at 4 Cancer at 12 noon, which is probably what I did, and you wanted to know where the moon would be tonight at 10 o'clock, well, you'd find out how many two-hour segments were there it would be between 12 and 10, 12 noon and 10. And there are 5 two-hour segments, of course. So the moon would move 5 degrees. So at 10 o'clock tomorrow, at 10 o'clock tonight, the moon would move from 4 Cancer up to 9 Cancer. By tomorrow, the moon will have moved 12 whole degrees because that's a 24-hour period. So the moon moving 1 degree every 2 hours, tomorrow's lunar report, hypothetically, would be approximately plus 12 degrees from where it was today. Let's say if it was 14 today, it would be around 16 to 18 tomorrow, and it is at 18 degrees tomorrow during the show at 12 noon. See? So that's how you calculate where the moon goes. This show is known as a daily ephemeris because I announce the planetary locations at 12 noon. So even if you don't listen to the whole show, at least you can find out where the moon is. And that way you can help figure out how your day is going to go. Knowing your rising sign and knowing how your 12 houses are set up and knowing what each house means, like knowing that your first house is a focus on appearance, it blows my mind. Mars is 19 Libra, getting ready to go into my first house, which is 20 Libra to 20 Scorpio. The sun's already been there. Mercury's going to be there soon. I've already grown a mustache and look like a kid. I don't know. I must have knocked 5 years off my life by growing this mustache. And I'm on a distilled water fast also that I suddenly find easier to do now than for a year. So I'm detoxing my body from this fast, and it's easy. You know, whenever anything enters your first house of appearance, your appearance naturally changes. There's like a vibration that assists the maintenance of your life. And with Sun already in my first house of appearance and Mars on the way, and the moon will be there next week, okay, when it goes to Libra and Scorpio, well, you know, I probably will have lost a few pounds, detoxed my body, and the mustache will be in by then. So I'll look a lot different. My aura will change from all that first house influence. Well, you know, I don't follow astrology and plan this stuff out, kids. You know, what happens is I do things in my life, and then I look at my chart, and it is confirmed. It's just like looking at your transit forecast, and it's written down right there on paper exactly what you did the day before. So you sit there and go, wow, I better read this to find out what I'm about to do in the future. We don't like to use astrology to help make sure that everything is supposed to happen just the way the planets move. In other words, because I'm having a moon conjunct Venus today opposed Uranus, it doesn't mean I have to have an emotional problem, but I can. But because I'm an astrologer and I know about that aspect, I try to avoid emotional problems by remaining calm. even though I might be a little emotionally intense from that aspect this morning and today, I still haven't gotten upset with anyone or lost my temper. And it's because by following the movement of the planets, the sun and the moon, you can help understand behavioral patterns and choices, and also with focus on karmic experiences that can occur that affect your life. Okay, now, I'm going to go through all 12 signs of what it means to be born with your moon in that sign, number one, and be reminded that if you were born with a moon in a particular sign, then that time of the month when that moon returns to that sign, which is called a lunar return, would be the focal number one most sensitive day of the month for you, and also the energy pattern is set up for that day on the lunar return that sets up your emotional cycle for the next 28 days. The 28 days sound familiar to you women? Right. A lot of women into astrology know when they're going to have their periods, because often they have their periods during the same exact moon every month. A lot of them that are regular at least do. And that's kind of interesting too. Maybe somebody should do a study on that. But also, when the moon goes in aspect to your natal moon, like I'm a Scorpio moon, so obviously I'm a lot more tense, intense, sensitive, and emotional during my lunar return when the moon's in Scorpio. During the lunar opposition, when it's in Taurus, opposed my moon, or either one of the squares when it's in Leo or Aquarius, square my moon. So those are the days where I need to be alone, have space, reflect, meditate, pray, and try to stay confident, positive, and centered. On the other hand, when I'm getting sextiles to my moon or trines to my moon, those are the days I'm feeling great. You know, we're talking romance, passion, innovation, creativity, also get-togethers and lots of fun, laughing and all that stuff. So I like those Cancer moons trine my Scorpio moon, those Pisces moon trine my Scorpio moon, and then when the moon is in Virgo or Capricorn, it sextile my moon, and that also feels rather good emotionally. So, you know, you can understand yourself emotionally, which is a big problem a lot of people have. Getting in touch with emotional stability for me has been a lifelong effort because, frankly, admittedly, I have been a flake emotionally. I've been way too sensitive, way too insecure, way too low self-esteem, way too depressed and negative and intense, and also I bottled things, which is another thing that Scorpio moon factors have. We hold things in and explode outwards with them. Another few points here before we get into the moon through the signs is that when the moon moves through the houses in your chart, like if you're smart enough to know what your 12 houses are and you've taken maybe a class or you've listened to this show and read our study guide and you know where your 12 houses are and you've numbered them, then you'll start to get the feeling of why certain things in your life happen when they do. In other words, the reason why money is an issue and the bills need to get paid and finances and investment are a focus and love is a focus when the moon goes into your second house for 2.5 days is because that's what that second house means, money and values. And the reason why we have contact with brothers and sisters, we find ourselves doing a lot of running around, communicating, writing letters, making phone calls when the moon goes into our third house for that 2.5 day period. Then focus on the home and cleanup, and residence, and moving, and interior decoration, and bills for the home and such, and security, and memories is the focus when the moon goes into the fourth house. See, and I've proven this, because when I went through the Red Flame in 1976 that Dana Marshall and Larry Fanning taught, they made us record the moon's location every day on our chart. Every single day, we had to follow the moon through all 12 houses for about 4 months. And keep a diary of what happened during those days. So, you know, you darn right that we learned how to understand what those lunations did to our lives. Because it was kind of difficult not to feel that when you're following it every single day. The moon goes into the fifth house, and energy concerning the father, family, children, creativity, dancing, celebration is in focus. Moon goes into the sixth house. That's funny. That's when we go to the doctor oftentimes. Or maybe have a health maintenance, or service our bodies, you know, maintain our temples. It's when issues at work and concerning career come up. All those Virgo issues arise. Moon goes into the seventh house, and people that supposedly love us or that we love, we get in contact with. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friend, whether it's even a pet. Seems like when love is the issue or when relationships are a focus, it's when the moon hits that seventh house for 2.5 days. And why is it that she's in the mood only once a month? Well, maybe it's because the moon just hit her eighth house cusp. When the moon goes into that eighth house, it seems to be mating season during that time of the month, because we're more erotic, we're more intimate, unless we're asexual or non-sexual creatures. We seem to focus on the unknown and the mysteries of the universe, the occult, metaphysics, strange things, even risk or challenges or adventure or danger. Our sensuous experiences are focused when the moon goes into the eighth house. And I've proven it because I've kept my diaries, right? Moon goes into the ninth house in your chart. And I'm talking about the moving moon. The moving moon in the sky, as it moves through the sky, it moves through your chart. And it triggers this life cycle experiences that are absolutely critical to understand in getting down astrology. You know, we want you to figure out your lunar transits for yourself, because it's very, very difficult and complicated to teach unless you sit there and keep a diary every day and follow the course of the moon every day to try to figure it out and understand it. Understanding the moon moves 12 degrees in a 24-hour period, 12 degrees through one sign. Okay, the moon moves through your ninth house, and the focus is on travel. Oftentimes, our travel plans are college or higher education or foreigners or teaching or philosophy or any of those good ninth house goodies. Focus on career happens when moon goes into the 10th house and crosses over the midheaven. And what's going on in our career? What's happening with the success factor? Just to let you know, people with Libra rising, okay, right now, and Virgo rising would have focuses on career, because the moon is either in your 10th house now or it's getting there in a day or two. So, and then when moon goes into Leo, Scorpio risings will be focused on career matters, which means you could be busy, you could have a lot of work, you could be concerned with improving your position, or thinking about it, or making plans, or organizing goals concerning career activities. And those are the times when career karma strikes, for better or for worse, when the moon's in that 10th house. Moves into the 11th house in our charts, and then there's a focus on friends, and goals, and organizations, and humanity, and technology, and invention, and all kinds of mechanical stuff in our lives, computers and such. And then the moon moves into our 12th house. It's getting ready to go through the 12-sign cycle again. And this is when the garbage is dumped. You know, any problems that we've had during the month, we're usually confronted with. Problems with people that don't like us, enemies, bad feelings we might have about ourselves, low self-esteem. If there's a health maintenance, a chronic health problem that needs to be looked at, if there's a spiritual imbalance or a psychic imbalance or a psychic disturbance, usually we are very psychic and Piscean-like when the moon is going through our 12th house anyway, and then it starts all over again. For me, I am always concerned with where the moon is. Number one, I want to know what house it's in. Number two, I want to know what it's doing to my chart. Is it going over any of my planets? That could trigger karma. Number three, how's it aspected to the rest of my chart right now? You know, it's in Cancer, supposedly, and it is conjunct my Venus. In a few hours, it'll be square my Neptune. So it'll be square Mercury in Libra, and it'll be double T-square, triple T-square Saturn and Neptune in Capricorn, and it'll be conjunct Jupiter in Cancer. So a lot of people with middle cardinals around 10 degrees, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, may feel that moon tonight. Might be a good night for you to be by yourself and not to involve. I'm not saying to avoid your karma, but a lot of people might feel a lot of activity going on tonight because of that moon going into Cancer. And frankly, if there was going to be another San Francisco quake, it would happen then, when the moon would go into Cancer on Jupiter and set off that double triple T-square again, which caused the first quake. That would happen in the next 24 hours. So the moon can really trigger a whole lot of stuff that is very fascinating to understand, astrologically speaking. Now, just typically, we separate the moon by elements. The fire moons, the water moons, the air moons, and the earth moons. The fire moons, Aries, Leo, and Sag, these people are a lot more enthusiastic, energetic, curious, and almost childlike. We find the Aries moon to be a quick starter, the Leo moon to be a leader, and the Sag moon to be more independent. The water moons of Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer are more romantic, they're more sensitive, they're more sensuous, they're more intimate. So if you're a water moon and you hang with a fire moon, there may be an emotional imbalance there. because the fire moon wants to go out and party and work out, and the water moon wants to make love. So, you know, and the water moons are a lot more intuitive, like I said. They're a lot more into things like emotions and like the occult or metaphysics, stuff like that. And we do find the Scorpio moon is in fall. It's the worst emotionally. The Pisces moon is the most vulnerable. And the Cancer moon, moon rules Cancer, so it lives in Cancer. And the Cancer moon can be the most emotional. The Earth moons are the workers, the worker bees of the zodiac. They're also the mechanics, the detectives, and the ones that get things done, the details and stuff. We find that the Capricorn moon is the career-obsessed person. The Virgo moon is the great analyzer and service-oriented being. And we find that the Taurus moon is emotionally the most grounded. The moon is exalted in Taurus, and Taurus moon people will be that much more stronger for that reason. We also find the air moons are more flighty and flaky of the zodiac moons because they're a little bit too mental, whereas the water moons are too emotional, the earth moons too material, the fire moons too energetic. The air moons are too mental, and for that reason sometimes flaky or weird. And we find communication is too much of a focus here for the air moons. They're obsessed with it. And we find relationships and talking and listening and teaching and learning and classes are a focus here. The Libra moon is hopelessly romantic and must be in a relationship, and sometimes I think they settle with them even when they're not right. And they also make good counselors. The Gemini moons are extremely psychological and way too talkative. But at the same time, they're fun to be with, and they are very childlike in their nature. And Libra moon and Gemini moon are both information systems. They absorb a lot. They reflect a lot. And the Aquarius moon is known sometimes as the coldest moon in the zodiac because it is too mental and not emotional enough. There is hope if you have an Aquarius moon because you might have some fire and some water in your chart to support that. But typically, most Aquarius moons are interested in information, in communication, in knowledge, in wisdom, and also in friendship. And the focus is not as much put on intimacy and romance and relationships and body contact as it is mind contact. We do find the Aquarius moons to run very hot and cold, so they're very erratic emotionally. And also, now there's the four elements, the fire, the earth, the air, and the water moons. And I told you basically how the moon reacts as it goes through the houses. You'll have to find out for yourself how you react as the moon goes through the signs, the 12 signs of the zodiac. Typically, people behave just like the moon, just like the sign the moon is in. So if there's an Aries moon going on, people will tend to be more babies. Like the Cancer moon right now, we get people being a lot more emotional and sensitive. Soon there'll be a Leo moon that people need to be celebrating or fighting with each other. The Virgo moon, work is the focus for all people. See what I mean? The Libra moon, everybody starts getting into relationships. And the Scorpio moon, well, it's a sexy moon. It's a intense emotional moon. It's very extreme emotionally, hot and cold, happy and sad. Extremely happy or very depressed, and so on. The Sag moon, people want to move. They want to travel. They want to party. They want to go see comedy and laugh and have fun. So you'll have to figure out the lunar effect for yourself, but just be aware that the sign the moon is traveling through dictates exactly the type of energy that all people will be experiencing. So it's like if you go to a theater tonight, it's going to be a Cancer moon crowd. If you go to a ball game next Tuesday, you might end up with a Libra or a Scorpio moon crowd, very intense crowd. When you wake up, if the moon's in Pisces, it's going to be a Pisces moon day. So everyone's going to seem more vulnerable and more sensitive, more emotional, more romantic that period. Get my point? So following the moon through the signs is absolutely essential in understanding astrology. And that's why I'm doing this topic for you. And once in a while, we do throw in a really important astrological information topic like the moon through the signs. I hope you like that.